Back home, the Standards and Public Office Commission, SIPO, has found that former Fianna Fáil Meath County Councillor Tommy Riley contravened public ethics legislation and that he did so recklessly. It follows a two-day hearing carried out by the Public Ethics Watchdog in June, which centred on a plot of land that was ultimately owned by Mr Riley's son and which increased eightfold in value after being rezoned by Meath County Council. Our North East correspondent Mark O'Driscoll is with us. Morning, Mark. Remind us how all this came about.
Morning, Gavin. Well, Tommy Riley was a Fianna Fáil councillor in the Navan local electoral area for 27 years. That was, of course, until he lost his seat on Meath County Council at the local elections in June of last year. Now, this investigation hearing centred on what Mr Riley knew and when in relation to a conflict of interest over a plot of land located on the outskirts of Navan that was ultimately owned by one and then two of his sons. The site was bought for €500,000 in 2016. It was rezoned by the council the following year and then went on the market for €4.2 million. So, as you mentioned, an eightfold increase in value. Now, an internal investigation by Meath County Council was previously carried out after the local authority became aware of Mr Riley's connection to that 35-acre site in the townland of Liscarton. And that internal investigation by the council found that while Mr Riley had excused himself from the vote, which reclassified the land in question, he inadvertently broke ethical rules by not updating his register of interests.
So why did SIPO decide to carry out its own investigation?
Well, the investigation by the Public Ethics Watchdog stemmed from a complaint made by the editor of the Village magazine, Michael Smith. He alleged that Tommy Riley's son, Ciarán, had an interest in the lands at Liscarton at a time when his father attended meetings in relation to the rezoning of those lands from agricultural to light industrial use. Now, after many false starts, a two-day SIPO investigation hearing finally got underway 2 months ago in the middle of June, and a number of different people gave evidence before this hearing, including Mr Riley himself, as well as his two sons, Ciarán and Tomás. And there were testy exchanges at times during the hearing, as Mr Riley faced questioning about his knowledge of what constituted a conflict of interest under the relevant legislation and when a public representative should make a declaration about one.
And so what did SIPO find?
Well, Gavin, of the four alleged contraventions that the Commission investigated, it found that there had been three breaches of public ethics legislation and that these breaches had been committed what it described as recklessly. The Commission, which is chaired by Garrett Sheehan, a retired judge of the Court of Appeal, also found that these were serious as opposed to minor matters. Just to go into a bit more detail about those contraventions of legislation, the Commission said that Mr Riley had himself accepted in his own evidence that he failed to disclose his son's interest in the lands in Liscarton at a special planning meeting of the Council in 2017. It said this was a breach of the Local Government Act, and as a long-standing councillor, Mr Riley should have known better. Now, the Commission also found that there had been breaches of public ethics legislation in respect of Mr Riley accompanying his son at a separate meeting with council officials before the land was rezoned. SIPO described Mr Riley's attendance at these meetings as not appropriate, and while it accepted that the former councillor did not say anything of substance at the meeting, it found that his presence was significant. The Public Ethics Watchdog found that this collectively amounted to what it said was a failure to maintain proper standards of integrity, conduct and concern for the public interest in carrying out his functions as a member of the council.
And what did the Commission say about the fourth alleged contravention that it investigated?
Well, Gavin, the Commission said it was unable to find on the evidence before it that Mr Riley had actual knowledge of one or both of his son's interest in the lands in Liscarton prior to early July 2017. However, the Commission said up until the second day of that investigation hearing back in June, Mr Riley's son Ciarán had originally stated in written correspondence that he had discussed the purchase of the lands with his father prior to the acquisition and prior to that date of July 2017. The report noted that Ciarán Riley only changed his position on this matter in his oral evidence under oath before the Commission on the very morning of the investigation hearing in June.
Has Meath County Council or Tommy Riley responded to the findings by the Public Ethics Watchdog?
Well, briefly responding to the verdict, Meath County Council has said it's considering the report and it is seeking advice on the next steps at this stage. There has been no word from Tommy Riley himself, at least not yet anyway. However, the former councillor has always maintained that he believed he acted in both good faith and that he met his statutory and ethical obligations. And he also previously told the Commission he never set foot on the land at the centre of this dispute, which he said has never been sold and remains a field that cattle and sheep continue to graze on today.
Mark, thank you. That's our North East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll. The time coming up to 7:25.